This is the Evotel Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another Evotel Podcast. I'm John Carricker and I'm joined by two guests today. As usual, Bradley Becker is head of brand at Evotel, and our new guest in the middle, Sinead Pillay, is the CSI coordinator. We're talking about what Evotel are doing for charities and what they're doing for schools. And you've heard about this a few times. Bradley, we've discussed this about how you're giving fiber to schools. I didn't know you were involved in charities as well. So in Twitter language, what are we talking about?
I mean, initially the initiative started off with just being free fiber to schools as one of our community upliftment projects and things that we really drove, you know, quite hard last year. But then we also saw the need to be able to reach out to charities, and, you know, and everyone thinks that you donate to a charity just by giving cash donations or food supplies, etc. But we were in the position where we could actually, you know, unlock a world for them where they're able to do a lot more, and you need the connectivity to be able to do so. So we thought, why not give them the same opportunities we give schools, you know, to be able to maybe start bringing in revenue, to be able to support the charity initiatives that they have planned. And it's a very simple process for us. The fiber runs past their organization anyway, so why not give them the free fiber?
Sinead, let's bring you in here. Is it a challenge to convince these people to get free fiber?
It's free, definitely not. I don't think anyone would turn that down.
How do you make sure that they're using it correctly, that they're a legitimate charity? I mean, imagine there's bits of background checks there as well.
There is. I mean, with charities, we obviously have to dig in just to check, are they legit? What do they do? What are their needs? And then I just contact them and we start the process.
Have you got an example of one that's used it? I know we've done a couple of these before. We heard Wings of Change, Wings of Inspiration. We did that podcast a little bit earlier. Have you got other examples of charities that it's almost changed their lives?
So recently we've contacted Homia in Newcastle. So they focus on babies as well as Ladysmith Hospice. So we've contacted them and they have quite a bit of need. So, yeah. We're hopefully next week handing over a check to Ladysmith Hospice. And yesterday I contacted Homia, and they are in need of a lot of groceries and baby care things, such as nappies and, yeah.
Brad, I'm imagining it's difficult to keep up with the needs of charities. It must be heartbreaking to say, well, you know, this is what we have and this is what we can help you with.
Yeah, I mean, and there is so many people out there and so many charity organizations that are in desperate need. So we always, you know, that was one of the reasons we started the Installing Hope Challenge, was, you know, in parts where we can't, you know, assist, we wanted to encourage other businesses to jump in. So we will always go to the world's end to try and help as much as we can. Obviously, there are limitations, but, you know, we try as much as we can. And we encourage every other business, you know, in and around the areas that we are building, in the same industry as us, to join the initiative and to continue uplifting communities where there's a need for it and assist charities and schools.
Sinead, the big news is you've now connected 50 schools for free. I was listening to another podcast that you've done. You're on 51 now, is that right?
Correct.
51 schools.
And counting.
How is this, when you speak to the teachers or a headmaster at the school, how has it changed their lives?
Well, I think a lot of them have really complained that they don't have a good fiber, or any type of fiber. Mm. So when I contact them, they are quite grateful and happy, especially because it is free. So, yeah, the fact with COVID right now and online classes, it's helped them a lot.
Brad, you talked about F&O. That's the central point. And you were saying that, well, the F&Os are at the schools. But you've got some schools where it's not. You've actually gone out of your way to get free fiber to schools.
No, definitely. You know, we haven't done that very often. But we had a school, as an example, in Witbank. They fell just out of our coverage into another F&O's coverage. Unfortunately, they couldn't get assistance from that specific F&O, so they reached out to us and we made a plan. You know, that's the key motto at Evotel is fiber for everyone. And, you know, we will try our utmost best to assist where we can. And in that case, it was, you know, a phone call to us begging, you know, for us to assist them. And we answered the call. We built a link from our closest point on our network directly to the school. I think it was roughly around 600 meters that we built that link. And that school is now connected, and we're looking at building, you know, smart classrooms and stuff like that. But it all starts with connectivity. So, you know, where we can, we will 100% try and assist.
Shanae, is it going to be a challenge to double this 50 schools you've done so far? Could you do 100 schools in another 6 months?
I definitely think so.
Not a challenge, not a difficult
Not part. A challenge. I don't break a sweat, no.
Brandy, we've spoken about, and we've done these podcasts through lockdowns and through COVID. Schools have gone back now, and there's less online learning, especially for primary and high schools. Are they still finding this a valuable service?
No, definitely. I mean, most schools have computer rooms where they need to, you know, utilize internet to be able, learners to be able to access certain things. You know, some students take extra classes after school where they need to do study work and they need to research things, and they possibly don't have connectivity at home. Mm. You know, there's instances like that. So being able to provide the school with a fiber connectivity just makes it available to students to be able to use for whatever they need. And then also just from an administrative point of view, you know, like teachers interact with parents all the time. There's certain platforms that they use to interact with parents, you know, and again, it all needs connectivity. So even though, you know, the environment has changed slightly compared to last year where we were predominantly working from home and schooling from home, there's 100% a need for connectivity because there's so much research and things that you can go and look up on the internet, but you need the right connectivity to be able to do it effectively.
I can imagine parents also doing a little sneaky on the free Wi-Fi that might be extending out beyond the school, right?
No, yeah. I mean, there's always loopholes, and we're very intelligent beings, so we'll find that loophole. But I think the schools, a lot of the schools that we connect have their own IT managers that work at the school, or they have independent companies that run their IT for them. So they do make sure that it's restricted and only used, you know, for school purposes. Obviously, there's a lot of damage that you can do on the internet. So schools definitely take precautions to try and minimize that. But again, the main thing for us is just to be able to give them the connectivity and they can make the most out of it, depending on their needs.
Shanae, if somebody, a school or a charity listening to this now, want to get some free fiber, I'm sure that they'd be knocking down your door. So how do they get hold of you?
Well, they could contact me on my email, which is shanae@evotel.co.za. Or just call Evotel and they will put it through to me.
Anything they need to have to make the process easier? Like, what will be your first questions that you will ask?
Firstly, are you in our coverage? If you are, definitely, we could definitely provide you with a free fiber service. If not, it would depend how many meters you are out. Mm-hmm. If you are just slightly out of the coverage, we could possibly make a plan.
All right. Free fiber for 50 schools so far from Evotel. Sounds like a great initiative. If you're in the area, you've seen the links down on the bottom of the screen. Follow those links, and we'll also put the phone numbers up on the end of the screen and in the comments below. Thank you very much to Bradley Becker, head of brand at Evotel, and Shanae Pillay, the CSI coordinator. Get hold of her. Maybe you'll get free fiber at your spot as well.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or visit www.evotel.co.za.